Bonjour. Welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most relevant and exam popular topics, technology in everyday life, or as we say in French, la technologie dans la vie quotidienne. This is theme one, topic two from the AQA specification. And trust me, examiners absolutely love this topic. Why? Because it's current, it's relatable, and it gives you so many opportunities to show off complex language structures and varied vocabulary. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the essential vocabulary you need, the grammar structures that will earn you top marks, common pitfalls to avoid, and I'll give you some quick-fire recall questions to test yourself at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the vocabulary. You need to know your devices, your actions, and your opinions. First, les appareils, the devices. Le portable, that's your mobile phone. Notice it's masculine. Le, portable, not LA. L'ordinateur, the computer, also masculine. La tablette, the tablet, this one's feminine. And l'appareil photo, the camera. Now, what do we do with these devices? We use les réseaux sociaux, social networks, or social media. We envoy or untexto, send a text. We téléchargez une application, download an app. We partage une photo, share a photo. These verbs are gold for your writing and speaking exams. But here's where it gets interesting for top marks. You need to express opinions and justify them. This is non-negotiable for accessing the higher mark bands. Let's look at advantages first. You might say the internet is pratique, practical, or convenient. It's indispensable, essential. It helps us rester en contact, stay in touch, or se tenir au courant, keep up to date with news. Now, the disadvantages, and examiners love balance, so you must include both sides. Le cyberharcèlement, cyberbullying, that's a key term. Technology can be nocif, harmful, or dangerous. People can become a crow, addicted. These are sophisticated vocabulary choices that show you're thinking critically. Let's talk grammar now, because this is where candidates often lose marks. For the 150-word writing task, you must use three time frames: past, present, and future. Let me break this down clearly. For the past, you have two main options. The imperfect tense, l'imparfait, is for describing what you used to do, your habits. Quand j'étais plus jeune, j'utilisais mon portable pour jouer. When I was younger, I used to use my phone to play games. Notice, j'utilisais, that's the imperfect of utiliser. Perfect tense, le passé composé, is for specific completed actions. Hier, j'ai téléchargé une application. Yesterday, I downloaded an app. J'ai téléchargé, that's the perfect tense. Common mistake alert. Candidates often confuse these two. If you're talking about a habit in the past, use the imperfect. If it's a one-off action, use the perfect. Get this right, and you're already ahead. For the present tense, it's straightforward. Maintenant, j'utilise les réseaux sociaux tous les jours. Now, I use social media every day. J'utilise, présent tense of utiliser. For the future, you have two options again. The near future with aller plus infinitive. À l'avenir, je vais limiter mon temps d'écran. In the future, I'm going to limit my screen time. Or the simple future, j'utiliserai la technologie de manière plus responsable. I will use technology more responsibly. Now, here's the PALM method I want you to remember. P-A-L-M, past tense adjectives, linking words, modal verbs. This is your checklist for the 150-word question. Have you included a past tense? Check. Have you used varied adjectives beyond bon and mauvais? Check. Have you used linking words like cependant, however, de plus, moreover, en revanche, on the other hand? Check. Have you used modal verbs like je peux, I can, je dois, I must, je voudrais, I would like? Check. PALM ensures variety, and variety equals higher marks. One more crucial point, justifying opinions. You can't just say les réseaux sociaux sont bons. Social media is good. That's too simple. You need structure like, à mon avis, les réseaux sociaux sont indispensables parce qu'ils nous permettent de rester en contact. In my opinion, social media is essential because it allows us to stay in touch. Or, ce que je trouve intéressant, c'est qu'on peut partager des photos instantanément. And what I find interesting is that we can share photos instantly. Or, étant donné que la technologie évolue rapidement, nous devons nous adapter. Given that technology evolves quickly, we must adapt. These complex structures, skushtruv, etan donay k, these are what separate a grade 7 from a grade 9. Examiners are actively looking for them. Let's talk about what goes wrong in exams. The number one mistake? Gender errors. Candidates write la technologie instead of la technologie. They write le portable instead of le portable. Learn the gender with the noun from day one. It's not optional. Second mistake, over-relying on basic adjectives. If I see another c'est bon or c'est mauvais, I'm going to cry. Use topic-specific vocabulary. Pratique, utile, indispensable for positives. Nocif, dangereux, stressant for negatives. This shows you've actually learned the topic vocabulary. Third mistake, not addressing all bullet points in the writing task. The question will give you 3 or 4 bullet points. You must address every single one explicitly to access the top band for content. If it says your opinion on social media, you need a clear opinion. If it says a problem with technology, you need to name a specific problem. Don't be vague. Fourth mistake, in reading and listening, missing negatives. French uses ne, jamais, never, ne plus, no longer, ne, rien, nothing. These completely reverse the meaning. If you hear je n'utilise plus les réseaux sociaux, that means I no longer use social media, not I use social media. Listen carefully for that ne plus structure. For translation questions, focus on the grammatical core. Get your verb endings right, get your agreements right. Don't try to translate word for word, translate the meaning. If you see I used to play, don't think I used equals j'ai utilisé. Think about the meaning. It's a past habit, so it's imperfect. J'ai joué. Right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. No cheating. Question one. How do you say mobile phone in French, and is it masculine or feminine? It's le portable, masculine. Question two. What's the difference between j'utilise and j'ai utilisé? J'utilise is imperfect for past habits. J'ai utilisé is perfect for a specific past action. Question three. Give me 3 French phrases for expressing opinions. Examples. À mon avis, je pense que, selon moi, ce que je trouve, étant donné que. Question four. What does le cyberharcèlement mean? Cyberbullying. Question five. What does PALM stand for? Past tense, adjectives, linking words, modal verbs. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. For technology in everyday life, you need 3 things to succeed. Comprehensive vocabulary covering devices, actions, advantages, and disadvantages, accurate use of 3 time frames with correct tense choices, and sophisticated opinion structures with clear justifications. Remember PALM for your writing. Remember to check genders. Remember to address every bullet point. And remember that examiners reward specific, varied, sophisticated language over generic, simple statements. This topic appears frequently in all 4 skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Master it, and you're setting yourself up for success across the entire paper. Keep practicing, keep reviewing, and bon chance. Good luck with your exams. You've got this. A bientôt!